Brian Nichols in studio today from the Mountain State Stock Dog Association Cattle Novice Division. And Brian, appreciate you stopping by this morning. How are you today?
Oh, so good. You know, I've always been told that I have a face for radio. So
yeah, you and I both.
I'm excited to be in here.
You didn't bring Goofy with you.
He's a little stinky. He's, you know, he's one of those male dogs, and you know what male dogs tend to do, especially on the inside of buildings. So Goofy had to stay out in the truck today.
Well, we appreciate that. I also got to say, I've been laughing all week a little bit at you, just a little bit, Brian, because the front page photo of this week's newspaper is of you and Goofy being awarded the first place and everything. And the headline on top of that picture says, "Good dog." Well, the way the paper is folded, you can't see Goofy. You just see you.
Correct.
And so it's almost like we're like, good job, Brian. Good dog. Way to go. And you can't see Goofy. So I've been chuckling a little bit.
Part of that's my fault. I wanted it to say good boy.
Oh.
I'm not sure what happened there.
I think it does.
It does say good boy.
Good
boy. It does say good boy.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It does say good boy, but still.
I did get a
good
few
boy,
text messages that said, good boy, Brian.
Good boy, Brian, yeah.
You're welcome. We wield a lot of power here at SVI. We have that subtle power. We can make your life miserable if you mess with us, so. Or even if you don't. Really kind of a neat thing, though, Brian. I mean, you've gotten into this the last couple of years, and in reading that story, you kind of, I don't know if this is the right word, reconditioned Goofy. He had some training before, but had kind of been static, not really using those skills, and you kind of reawakened those and shook the rust off of him.
Correct, yeah. So I was just sitting around with some friends at Christmas time, and they're all talking about their dogs, and I was the only one that didn't have a dog, so I asked, hey, how do you get started? And my good friend Zeke Mendenhall said, well, I have a dog for you. And he just picked him up from Oklahoma and brought him back. And he said, well, here you go. Try this dog. And we just clicked from the get-go. And he sat for several years. And he just showed me a couple things to tune him up. And we got him trialing. And he's a fantastic trial dog. And he works great on the mountain. And he's a fun dog to have. My wife jokes around that, you know, He's Goofy and I'm Goofy and we just click.
Awesome.
And he probably gets more done around the house.
Yeah. That is true.
Sorry, he's like, man, I'm getting killed in here.
Gee whiz, never coming in here again. What is it? It is a really cool thing, Brian, that you've been able to just start this in the last couple of years and really develop and grow into it. So, how do you get into the national finals? I mean, there's trials that lead up to this, right? To even be able to compete in the event that you win.
Correct. So you just have to gain points. So you go to these trials around the country, and they take the top one third, gets points towards season points. And all you have to do to go to the national finals is get points. So whether that's 10,000 points or whether that's 10 points, you get to go to the national finals. You qualify to go. So Goofy and I went to a couple trials. We qualified. I have another dog, Elle. She qualified. And we look forward to having the national finals in our hometown. That made it tons and tons of fun, but it also put a lot of pressure on us.
Right.
Let's talk about the idea of that. What does Goofy do for you and for maybe some of your family connections over the course of a normal year?
Yeah. So Goofy's the go-to dog out pushing cows. We have some friends that have an allotment up Grays River, and we have to push cows to the next unit. I'll grab Goofy, I'll hop on a horse, and we'll go push cows up to the next unit. When we're loading steers into a trailer, we'll grab Goofy, and he's the one that gets to get close and personal so we don't get kicked, and he's able to load them up. And then we tune him up right before these trials, and we go down to Utah, we go into Idaho, the trials that are just around here, and that's usually his normal day. It's just working on the ranch and then trialing, having some fun, on the weekends.
I would think that's got to be a pretty valuable skill for something like that. In like that, like you just say that job, and it's you say that kind of casually, but moving cows in the Grays River to the next place. I mean, we've mentioned it before, but the stock dogs, they take the place of even up to two or three people on Correct. Horseback.
Correct.
And so to be able to go, I mean, so what I'm saying is you guys must be in demand, at least for things like that.
Yeah. So ranchers, you can either have a good dog or you can pay two or three cowboys. So having a good dog definitely pays for it. We were up Grays River last year, and we looked up in some cliffs, and there were a couple cows up on the hillside. They were about 500-600 yards out. Instead of taking the horse and riding and trying to pick our way through the rocks, we were able to send the dogs to go get those cows and push them back down to the road, just on voice commands and whistles, which made it a lot easier on our job because all we were doing was riding our horse and telling the dog where to go. He was doing all the work. But it also made it a lot safer for us because we didn't have to go up there, and who knows what happens when horses get into cliffs. But the dogs are definitely really useful, especially working around cows.
Well, Brian, when it comes to the competition itself at the national finals, I mean, it's a week-long event, and there's several different groups, several different categories. You know, you have sheep and you have cattle, and for the person like myself who goes and watches those things but knows absolutely nothing about the sport, you know, I think it's fascinating to watch the dog do their work. But tell us something about the sport that maybe only the handlers know, or those that are really involved with it and know about it. You know, maybe some of the rules or some of the strategy. Tell us more about that.
Well, probably the most obvious one is you're not allowed to run. So if you watch the national finals, you'll see a lot of fast walks.
And the fast walk is kind of liberal. It's real close to a run.
You know, it might be a slight jog in there. You know, especially a guy like me with these short little legs, there might be a little skip in the step. Some other rules are you can't walk through your obstacles. You can't touch the cows. In the upper divisions, you can't move. I think about the open guys. You know, in some trials, they put a barrel out in the arena and they say you have to be able to touch the barrel at all times. You know, that's really hard to do, to have your dog do 100% of the job. In the novice, we're a little bit more liberal with the line and where to go. But really, we're just trying to display what our dogs can do. I always tease Steve that the dog trial started by, watch what my dog can do. I bet your dog can't do this.
It probably did. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a thought. They do so much work, and you guys work with the dogs so closely. I got to believe you guys kind of spoil the dogs too when they've done a really good job. So what does Goofy get after he's gone up to the cliff and pushed those cows back down and done a really good job for the day?
Oh, he goes down to the river and he plops down, and I think all I could see was his nose and his eyeballs. He just likes to cool off and just kind of relax around camp. He's a funny dog. All he really likes to do is work.
And it sounds like he needs that right now. You said he was kind of stinky.
Oh, man, he needs a bath. We need to go visit old Tractor Supply, go wash him down.
But any special treats or anything that he gets for doing those types of things to reinforce what you want, or is that the opposite of what you want?
We actually use, there's a Vitalize dog recovery gel. Supposed to taste like peanut butter. I have not tasted it, so I cannot verify that it tastes like peanut butter. But I put that anywhere and everywhere, and he licks that stuff off. So I just give him a shot of that, and he's happy to go sit in his kennel and just lick that and enjoy it. So
wow. Brian Nichols in studio. He and Goofy named national champs of the novice cattle division at the MSSA National Finals last week, held at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. So you mentioned novice cattle division. There's several other opens, kind of the premier, right? Those are the best of the best. So what's next for you now that you've won novice? Tell us what the next step is.
So I get bumped up now into the intermediate class, which is a little bit more difficult, putting a little bit more on the dog itself, and my handle on the dog. pretty tougher. Ooh, that's a bad sentence here. A little tougher.
This is your educator, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, yeah, this man works in the education system.
Give him a break now.
Ouch, ouch. But the courses get a little tougher, so it definitely relies on the training of the dog, but then also me as a handler being able to put him in the right positions to move those cows. So it just makes it – the courses are a little harder. We expect more out of the dog, and we're going to try and go for gold again and see if we can't turn up another buckle.
Awesome.
As far as – obviously it's a luxury to have the Mountain States National Finals locally, which has kind of happened over the last handful of years. Any other events on your schedule that you're planning on hitting over the next, you know, even later this summer or coming up?
Yeah, so we will be in Grace, Idaho next week. Not next week, the week after. For the Caribou County Fair, they have a trial there. First part of September, there will be also the Eastern Idaho State Fair has a trial. That'll be good. Later this fall, I'm sure there will be one over in Bancroft. And then there will be several down Utah County, Cache Valley area. And we'll head down there and hit up as many trials as we can. It's nice to be where we are because we're pretty central to where all these dog trials are. There's dog trials all the way down in Arkansas and Texas, but having some closer definitely helps us
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. So Brian, your story is kind of cool because you just got started into it just really recently, just a couple years ago. So someone out there listening is thinking that does sound kind of fun. Maybe I want to give that a go. How do they start? What do they do?
Go talk to somebody, go find somebody and start the question. These dogs, they're not just any dog that you can pick up on the street. These dogs are specifically trained to be working dogs. And no dog on the street, you can just grab them and have them go listen to you as well as they listen and be able to have that drive to work cows as much as they do. So just go talk to one of us. There's several of us in the valley that run dogs and even trial the dogs. And I know of several people that have upwards of 20-25 dogs.
Oh, wow.
At their house that, you know, they could spare one, I'm sure. So just get the conversation started, and I'm sure we would love to help you out and get you started.
It seems like a lot of the dogs are a similar breed. Tell us what Goofy, what is Goofy, it obviously seems like maybe certain dogs are more well dispositioned for this than others.
Yeah, so I'll kind of hit a broad and then I'll kind of go down a little specific rabbit hole. So Goofy's a border collie, registered border collie, but then his specific bloodlines goes back to Daybell's Walker, which that is a very, very prestigious dog. He lives down in Texas, but that dog sold for an astronomical amount of money. And has been having pups everywhere. And then his mom is out of Utah, and there's a dog by the name of Moss down there that sired his mom. And that is a phenomenal line. So we have two prestigious lines coming together to form old Goofy Lopez.
Awesome. Well, Brian, again, congrats to you and Goofy and L as well, who was in the trials. I saw a picture of L and that you posted and gave me the chuckles because you said something about how she always has to be in the middle of the center of attention.
Center of attention, and she's getting the snot kicked out of her.
There were three cows, and all three of them were just like, boom, pounding on her. So, yeah, good old L too also, huh?
Yeah, she's got a lot more bite in her than Goofy does.
Man. Well, congrats to you and Goofy, and appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sorry about the guff we gave you. We're not always, you know,
it's because we like you.
Yeah, that's yeah, true.
Yep.
That's well, how I can tell.
My mother-in-law prepared me for this, so.
and she can.
Good boy, Brian. Good boy. Hey, thanks for coming in. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.